Well, it's the second visited cemetery in the United States behind Arlington National Cemetery because of Lincoln's tomb. And we have some very interesting people buried there besides Lincoln.
That's right. I mean, you have Lincoln, and we all know that. But there are also people who were just, you know, have an interesting story to tell. Actors who are going to be at these grave sites are going to explain who these people were. You'll learn a lot about the history of both Sangamon County and Illinois.
That's exactly right. Our title is Echoes of Yesteryear, and we're going to have 8 reenactors, 4 actors and 4 actresses. They'll be at 8 different sites, and they're going to be portray people as interesting as Nicholas Bachel Lindsay, and also Phoebe Florville, which was the wife of Lincoln's barber. We also have Nellie Grant Jones, the only daughter of President Ulysses S. Grant. Very few people know about that, but they can learn on Sunday.
How do you go about starting to research these people? I'm assuming the actors may not know that much about the people they're portraying. So how do you start that process?
Well, we go down to the Sangamon Valley Room at the Lincoln Library and research their lives, and then we write scripts about them.
And do they find out some things that may be a little bit surprising by doing that?
Yes. You'll have to come and hear about Mattie Rayburn. She has the second largest abalist in the cemetery, second to Lincoln's tomb. She was the wife of the Methodist bishop, but her life's a little bit of a mystery, so you'll have to come and find out about it.
How do you go about choosing these specific individuals to portray?
Well, we try to have a variety. We try to have 4 women and 4 men. We try to have the elite, such as Lindsay, down to the working class, such as Phoebe. And we try to have a mix of different characters.
Now, this cemetery walk, I know, had been rather popular through the years, but it's been a while since you've had this. What brought it back?
Well, there was some interest in it. It was brought to the Sangamon County Historical Society, which is the sponsor of the walk. We had it from 1996 through 2008, and we stopped having it because everybody was a little burned out. But there's been popular demand to bring it back, and so we're bringing it back this year, and we're very excited about it.
And along with the walk, I know there's some entertainment, other things going on.
Yes, we have an all-women's dulcimer group from Mason City called the Prairie Airs. The Staub family has agreed to bring the recreated Lincoln hearse, so if you haven't seen it before, you have a chance on Sunday. We're going to sell some of our publications, and we'll have a concession that'll sell snacks.
And along with the sales that you mentioned, otherwise this is a free event for people to come out and learn a little bit more about history in the area.
That's true. It's absolutely free. It's a family event. It's a painless way to learn some history. There will be small shuttle buses taking you up the hill, and then the walk is about a mile and a half, mile and a quarter over mainly level ground, and then there'll be shuttle buses taking you back to the parking lot.